title of the sermon is Right or Wrong. Right or Wrong. And it's just what it sounds like it is. No hidden message, no fancy PowerPoint to get you wondering or anything like that. It's all going to be about figuring out what's right and what's wrong. We're going to begin this part of our worship with prayer. Brother Matthew Connolly is going to lead us in that prayer. We're glad to have Brother and Sister Connolly with us today. They worship with the University Church. And let's bow together as he leads us in prayer.
Our most gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we are truly grateful to you that you give us this great privilege of prayer, that of all the things you do for us, Master, other than giving us salvation through your Son, Jesus, this great privilege of prayer, it tops the list. Have mercy on us, Father. We are truly in need of your mercy in the times that we're in today that are uncertain. All of the things we see on the news, all of the killings that go on, and all of the horrific things that mankind are doing to each other. We pray, oh Father, that we as your church might stand true and walk the ground the way we are supposed to set the example for others to emulate. Have mercy on us if we fall short of that mark at any point. Give us the straight and narrow mind to walk in the way you would have us to walk. We're grateful, Master, that we've had an opportunity today to meet new faces and renew old acquaintances and be able to just rejoice in the fact that we have salvation and we have the fellowship that we have one with another. Have mercy on us, Master, if we don't forever show that fellowship as long as we walk here on this earth. We thank you for the lesson that we're about to participate in. We're grateful to you for giving us people such as Brother David Phillips that we can share in your word and in your way for our lives. Go with us and keep us through this entire service, we pray, Father. And may we take what we learn from here and apply it to our daily living, that we might live our lives on a daily basis in submission to your holy word. We thank you so much for this great privilege. We thank you for all of these blessings in the name of one who came and lived a perfect life and then died to death that we should die, that we might have life eternal with you. And that is your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna.
How do you figure out what's right and what's wrong? Somebody says, oh, that's simple. You just follow what the Bible says. That's a good answer. But you know, not everything is spelled out in specific black and white print, as we say sometimes. I don't want to scare anybody off, but I do want you to know that sometimes you need to put your thinking cap on. In connection with what God's Word teaches us, there are many things that we need to do in order to see and to know that what we're doing is right. Tonight, I want to show you five tests. Five tests that will help us to determine right and wrong. We'll call these five things tests because everything, and especially that which may be questionable to some, needs to be subjected to these five things. Now, I'm not going to have any PowerPoint. I'm going to just simply give you a simple word or couple in connection and comment on it for just a minute or two, and then we'll sing a song that illustrates these points. You know how I feel about the importance of the words that we sing. These songs are not here just for our pleasure, just for our enjoyment. I believe there is pleasure and there is enjoyment in worshiping God, but the words in these songs praise our Creator, and they teach and admonish, they encourage us one among another. And so as we consider these five tests, let me first of all suggest to you the proclamation test. Now this goes back to what I said at the very beginning. There definitely are some things that are proclaimed by God's Word in very clear, unmistakable ways. There are some things that God plainly tells us we must do. There are some things that God says you must not do that. It's important for us to become familiar enough with God's Word to know what God wants us to do and what God wants us not to do. There's a song we sing, and I'll tell you, we sing it quite often around here. It's one of our favorites, and it has a message that you cannot miss. Do all in the name of the Lord.
What are you doing? Where are you? Do all in the name of the Lord. Do not in vain my prayer free. Do all in the name.
There are some things, though, that God's Word doesn't say, do not do this. Take, for example, gambling. There's not a verse in there that says, thou shalt not gamble. There are, though, some principles that are forbidden. And these principles are a part of what holds gambling together as a practice. And so sometimes it's important, it's always important, but sometimes we can easily go to God's Word and find principles that will guide us either toward or away from something. When you gamble, if I understand how it works, you have to hope others lose, because that's the only way anybody wins. If there are no losers, you can't be a winner. And so in order to win the most that you can, you got to wish that everybody besides you loses. Well, it's pretty clear how Scripture regards an attitude such as that. The Bible clearly teaches us that we're supposed to love people and use things. But gamblers love things and use people. Pretty clear principles involved in that, aren't there? A number of other things could be considered in just exactly the same way. You'll notice, though, that even in making decisions that involve examining Bible principle, you can't get away from the Bible. The next song we're going to sing is a song that brings to light the importance of the principles that we've always been able to associate with God's Word.
Holy Word, God preserve, for I walk in this world. They resound with doubts of heart, oh, let the ancient words impart. Words of life, words of hope, give us strength, help us show. In this world, wherever we roam, ancient words will guide.
We've looked at the proclamation test, the principle test. What about the partnership test? We talked about this just a little bit in the Sunday school class this morning. Have you ever really struggled over something and thinking, well, you know, it would probably be okay to do this. Maybe not, I don't know. Here's a simple way. What if Jesus were here? Would he join me in this? Would Jesus go with me to this place to eat or to whatever? Would Jesus go to that movie? Would Jesus watch that TV program with me? Somebody says, that's not realistic. Oh, And why not? It's not very comfortable sometimes, but it's about as realistic as your thinking could ever get. Subject it to the partnership test. Would Jesus be a partner in this with me? Or would it cause me shame to know that I got him into this? The next song is a song that calls attention once again to the principles of God's Word and the fact that we learn, always learn. Presence test is very similar to that last one, the partnership test. Ask yourself this question. Would I be ashamed to be found doing this when the Lord comes? Is there anything about this that I wouldn't want the Lord to catch me doing? Come on, David, you know that the Lord's not going to catch you in anything. He sees everything that we do. He knows all about us. That's right. By the way, why do we not live more like that all of the time if we know that to be true? Do I enjoy going to places that Jesus wouldn't go? The song we're about to sing asks a really, really strong question. It has to do with whether or not Christ would be ashamed of me.
Jesus and shall it ever be.
My glory, my glory.
Proclamation, principle, partnership, presence, one more. Don't tell anybody I let you out so early today. The peace test. The peace test. Now there's a reason why this one is at the lower end of the list. Because this test asks the question, are you confident this is okay? Do you have peace of mind in doing this? It's interesting that the New Testament reminds us that if we don't have peace of mind in doing something, even though there may not be anything wrong with it, it could still be wrong if we violate our conscience. Because, as Paul says in Romans 14:23, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Specifically, he said, but whoever doubts or has doubts is condemned if he eats, because the eating is not from faith. For whatsoever does not proceed from faith is sin. Now, obviously, we've got to be careful and properly apply that principle. But that's what God's Word says. One of the things that is very, very important that arises out of this point is the necessity of proper training. Just this past week, as a part of my job, I had to go through 3 days of training. Somebody asked me how it went later, and I said, well, I've got one problem with these classes. And they said, what is it? I said, the problem is staying awake. It's about stuff I've been knowing about and doing for 30 years. But the training is necessary. Fortunately, the training that comes from God's Word is not quite that way, because no matter how long you've been doing it, every time you open it, it is new and afresh. So let's make sure that we properly train ourselves according to the Word. And quite frankly, there are few things that can approach that peace that comforts our soul.
When peace like a river upendeth my way, when sorrows like billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast
Hey!
Pretty simple test, weren't they? Proclamation, principle, partnership, presence, and peace. You know, it's not hard from the perspective where we sit right now to see the importance of living as though we've given our lives to God. The fact remains, though, that tomorrow, Monday, on the job, when we're not surrounded by good brothers and sisters enjoying the fellowship of worship and the encouragement of singing and lifting one another's spirits up, it's a little bit tough sometimes. And that's why God's Word spends so much time urging us to be faithful, to be steadfast, to study, to apply, to live. Let's take these things with us as we go out these doors and into a world that is pretty much hallmarked by sin. As we've already talked about today, We're strangers and foreigners, sojourners in a place that's not our home. The only way, though, to make it home is to honor and obey God with our lives, and then we'll make it. If you're not a child of God, why not obey the gospel? Believing in Jesus as God's Son, repenting of your sins, confessing your faith in Him, to be buried with Him in baptism, having your sins washed away, become one of His children. If you've already done that but have become unfaithful in your service to God, get that straightened out before it's too late. If you're subject to our Lord's invitation in any way, we invite you to respond as we stand together and sing this song.